Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horland now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Houser steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Salmon. Hinton throws it away. That's an error on Hinton. Agee moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive towards first. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Siebert. Buford scores. Agee moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sammon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Weiss. Gonzalez moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Askew and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horland. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Martinez now playing shortstop. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Landis now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon throws to second for one, and Martinez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Askew. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Del Crandall now catching. Bill Skowron pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.